Hello, this is Jill.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Camber. How may I help you?
Hi, this is my third call to this company. You may have something on record for me. My name is Jill Hansen. I called previously and talked to a person named Casey, and then she gave me the name of a supervisor and transferred me to a person named Joseph, and that person said they couldn't hear me and they ended the phone call. I made a payment to you on December 14th in the amount of $7.95, which I authorized. Mm-hmm. I also, then there was a payment to my account this morning for $67.32 that was not authorized. And I was told that you can only give me 50% of that money back. And I said that that was not acceptable. And so they transferred me to a supervisor. So I don't know how far you want to go, if you want to talk to supervisor right away.
Can I
get
the code?
53405.
And what was that name?
Jill Hansen.
Okay, can you verify that address?
1422 Monroe Avenue, Racine, Wisconsin, 53405.
Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you.
You've exceeded maximum voicemail duration. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I have you fully refunded. It should hit your account within 3 to 5 business days, and y'all have canceled your account.
So, I'm sorry, how much will be refunded?
$67.32.
All right, thank you very much. And what is your name? Is there a confirmation number for that?
Yes, I can give you that cancellation number.
Thank you. What is that, please?
It's C as in Charlie, 263-389-165.
And what was your name?
Cambra, C-A-M-B-R-A.
Cambra. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help today.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye now.